Media coverage surrounding Sunday's protests here in Portland have largely focused on the Trump rally and counter-protesters. However, for many at the protest, a support tent with food, supplies, and medical care was an important element in making it through the hours-long events. One support tent has come to be known as Snack Block. That's block as in B-L-O-C. Snack Block organizers are POC, that is, people of color, which is a common scene here in Portland, where POC often lead the efforts in providing support services at protests. To learn more about the support tent, KBOO reporter Jenna Yokoyama spoke with Snack Block organizer Fran Bitakis and asked if it's any surprise that efforts like Snack Block are often run by people of color.
You know, it's not that surprising. I feel like I guess I can only speak for myself in the sense that, you know, I definitely have, definitely view myself as a pretty highly empathetic and sympathetic person. I'm always trying to put myself in other people's shoes. And so I think just by nature, this is just kind of where I gravitate towards. You know, it's hard to say whether that means it's because I am a Thai woman or, you know, living specifically in Portland, you know, if that has anything to do with it. But, you know, I honestly feel like, you know, maybe POC have a huge, I don't know if it's a natural instinct or what it is, just to kind of like be a tighter community. I mean, I guess, you know, the idea is that we are, you know, we're a smaller population living in Portland. And so I believe, you know, we really have to sort of rely on each other for that support. And we all know that we really need it. I'm glad to see that people are stepping up, and I'm glad to see that people are donating towards these kinds of, they're not, you know, none of this stuff is really thrown together, but it all kind of happens really quickly. But it's not, it really isn't surprising that it's mostly POC-led. I know that we know that there's a need for it. I know that we are really, really affected by everything going on. I don't necessarily know if people understand how hard it is to sort of bounce back from each event. You know, like even today, I'm kind of just like sitting around at home, working from home, but still working vigorously on like trying to figure out how to raise money for supply. You know, it's an ongoing thing, and it is exhausting. But yeah, no, in general, I think, you know, having support stations and medic stations mostly being led by POC is not really a surprise at all. It was interesting. Like, I realized, like, oh, you know, like after even doing it one time, it was, to me, it was weird because, you know, when everybody's reaching out and saying, oh my God, thank you so much. I can't believe that you have the support tent. Oh my God, I can't believe I have literally a choice of, you know, between 15 different granola bars or 15 different protein bars. Like, oh my God, you have fresh fruit. Thank you so much. Oh my God, you have gluten-free options. Oh my God, you have kid-friendly options. You know, it's the kind of thing where I want to say that I wish this was a more obvious, basic way to be involved with community. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a protest. It's a rally. Like, really intense things are happening and people are out there all day. I've been there. I've been there out all day where I haven't used the bathroom for 9 hours or eaten any food or anything. And, you know, people are on Facebook scrambling, like, please bring us some water. Please bring us some food. Please bring us some snacks. And, you know, unless people are really prepared to do that stuff, you know, for themselves, mostly I feel like, you know, people are like, oh, do you have earplugs? Yes, we do. Do you have Know Your Rights forms? Yes, we do. Do you have goggles? Yeah, here's some goggles. Here's bandanas. Here, you know, here is a face mask. Here, you know, we just brought everything. And I feel like, you know, it was a really good way to be much, much more effective, right? Because in the end, you know, if we're trying to teach all POC or people in general, you know, people that are part of helping things change in a forward, in a better forward way, you know, we talk about self-care all the time, right? So I feel like it's a really good obvious way to say, yeah, this is where it starts, right? Yeah, put yourself on the line, but we will totally help you hydrate, food, you know, all the things. And even at one point, we had someone run to Safeway and go get buy all the fried chicken they had in their case. And then when the cops had sort of like closed in on us and we had a sort of retreat, we just ended up moving 2 blocks down to 2nd and Salmon and setting up in front of the World Trade Center. And I was able to stand on the corner with a megaphone and tell people, you know, the medic tent's moved over here. We have water. We have a safe place for you to come chill. We still have snacks, and we also have fried chicken. And I literally saw 3 people turn around and then trot back over to our corner. So that was a really funny moment. But yeah, I almost want to take it, you know, a step further. Sometimes my imagination kind of runs wild, and I'm like, how would it be if, like, in front of Terry's Front Plaza, and in front of, you know, in between Chapman Square if I was there with other people with grills, like making hot dogs with like therapy puppies. Like, what would happen then? You know, can the support station or snack block actually be a really different way tactically to sort of deal with situations like what we had on Sunday? You know, what does that mean? I've never seen that, you know, but that's kind of like where my mind went. You know, it's like, can we bring people together with food? You know, I don't really know the answer to that. I think that that's, you know, a huge part of what brings people together in general. But yeah, I'm definitely excited about doing it again. And now I know that people really want mostly fresh fruit and fried chicken. They don't really care about the bar so much.
Could it be said that it is enabling people to not have to be prepared for these types of events, because maybe eventually people will get used to people always being there with supplies that possibly people should be learning to carry on their own?
Yeah, I think that is definitely a really good point. I feel like if you're someone, you know, I'm almost 40 and I used to do a lot of activism when I was, you know, like, you know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, you know, unless if you have been doing this for a while, you might not always know what you're supposed to do. And I definitely felt like when Trump had gotten elected and we were out marching and protesting those four nights in a row right afterwards, it was really frustrating for someone like me who kind of knew, you know, the basics on how to be prepared for a march or a protest or a rally, and how frustrating it was for me to see how many people were brand new to this whole thing and have absolutely no clue what they should be doing, what they should be listening for. You know, people are yelling mic check. Nobody knows what that means. People don't understand to, like, you know, wait for people at intersections. You know, I ended up being sort of like stuck behind on the Morrison Bridge the second night with people with kids, people that couldn't walk, people with disability. You know, it was just, we all got left in the dust, you know, and it was kind of like, oh yeah, a lot of these kids are just really excited about being on the streets. They may not know why they are even here in the first place, but they're here. And so I think, you know, maybe with the support tent and supplying all the supplies, you know, I think that you're right. You know, maybe that just means like, oh, I can just show up and like they'll have all the stuff for me. I'm hoping that that's not the lesson that people take away from it. I'm hoping that people go, oh, these are all the things that they have there. These are all the things that I should remember to bring the next time I come, because those resources are, you know, not free, and we have to rely on people to donate money to us to get those things. And I'm hoping that people understand that, you know, it's just not a free-for-all, you know, and that to be very aware, be very conscious of how much they are taking and who they are and what they're taking, and if they're taking something that someone else, you know, can't have or can't afford to buy on their own. But I think for now, I think hopefully it's just set up in a way that people can see what they need, and they'll just take note for next time to be prepared when they come again in the future. If you want to learn more about Snack Block, you can find us on Facebook at Snack Block EDX.